Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and we bring in the WWE superstar himself, Vic Joseph. What's up, man?
What's up, Garrett? What are you doing, man?
Man, I'm just
out here. My first time in the barbershop?
First time in the barbershop, bro. What can I do? What did you need today? You want a fade?
I might need a line up in the back, make it square, two on the side.
Just a couple lines.
An inch off the top.
Yeah, okay. Because you are here, I got to give you an honorary part. Now, you can get the vanilla ice joints, or you can get the Nas joints. Which one do you want?
I'll take the vanilla joints.
All right, vanilla ice joints. All right, man.
I don't even know what that is, to be honest with you.
somebody tweet at Vic Joseph with vanilla ice is hair they used to look like in 92. Get them together.
Oh, I don't want that. Actually, I ain't gonna lie to you. Actually, right now, the front of my hair does curl back when it's up, and it's short everywhere else, so lightweight does look like vanilla ice. In the early 90s, I'm not even gonna lie.
Yo, listen, man. Yes, it is the first time in a barbershop, man. Welcome on in, man. You out there in Chicago, man. You're out there just doing your thing in Chicago. You had All-Star Weekend. You do know that's where all black people want to go. Like, they'd be like, I'm at All-Star Weekend. Like, that's...
Yeah, well, I guess I'm just trying to hold it down for you, Garrett.
Are you planning on going to any parties, any after parties?
No, I'm too old for after parties. I'm 34.
You going to any pregame parties?
Yeah, it's gonna be. You know, I'm actually gonna have lunch today with Aiden English from the WWE. So that's my pregame party,
man.
And a little Tito's and soda water.
Man, listen, man, you
all
listen,
day.
Listen, he out there, he's strong. You out here, listen. I'm gonna tell you what, man. You got I'm gonna keep it real. You got one of the best lives at this point. Like you living your best life, man. You doing your situation. You doing your numbers out there with the WWE. Before we get into some other stuff. You know, what do you think the WWE now is when it comes to just how they market and how they do it? A lot of guys like me were part of the heyday, you know, watching Raw, SmackDown, you know, Stone Cold and The Rock and some of those guys, and even back a little bit earlier than the Nitro. How do you think the WWE has evolved and stayed so mainstream throughout all the eras with the characters coming and going?
Well, WWE has the ability to stay mainstream so easily because you take a look at the fact of, the longevity of it. You know, you talk about watching it back in the and during Stone Cold Steve Austin. You go back to the rock and roll wrestling when wrestling was basically partnering with MTV during MTV's early days. Take a look at Fox and how many times do you turn on a Major League Baseball game and Braun Strowman's there, or the fact that during Super Bowl week there was Roman Reigns, Becky Lynch, Mojo Rawley. I mean, so many different people. And then you don't even look at the superstars. You take a look at the commentators. Before I came to the WWE, think about, I mean, Garrett, what I did in Cleveland, you know, sitting there and four NBA finals with the Cavs and being able to say you did Cleveland Browns Network and covering the NFL, and Matt Camp is someone who did fantasy sports for so long and has a very big name that was on the red carpet doing stuff for the WWE during the Super Bowl. And then you take a look everywhere else in all different walks of life that people come from. Mackenzie Mitchell is someone who has done so many different things outside of wrestling. And it's a big atmosphere of who the company brings in on all sorts of different levels. Like CEOs coming from Pepsi, and it's just being able to reinvent ourselves and reimagine how we put the product out there for the fans. Streaming has become a big thing. What we do on digital has become a big thing. Social media has become a big thing. There's Monday Night Raw on Mondays. There's SmackDown on Fridays. There's NXT now on Wednesdays. There's NXT UK, which is a brand over in Europe. There is a show called The Bump that is just on your social media platforms. I mean, there's just so many different things that keep us so relevant to so many different people. My dad doesn't know what Twitter is, but he knows what Monday Night Raw is.
Yeah, you know what
and
Raw is.
A 12-year-old might not know what Monday Night Raw is, but he certainly knows who John Cena is. So it's all sorts of different walks of life. And Gary, you can go up to anybody and go, oh, I don't. What's WWE? Scratch your head. You know Hulk Hogan? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's WWE. You know The Rock? Oh, yeah, yeah. That's WWE. So it's just the ability to stay so mainstream.
Hey, you know, Vic, and by the way, we're talking to Vic Joseph on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I would be an idiot if I didn't get a guy from the WWE to talk about the XFL. You've seen it so far, these first few games. The ratings seem to be real good. I think they have a really nice nice setup as far as what the new innovative things that they have, making it different. I think there's a lot of different things we wanted to see in the NFL. And the XFL are doing some really innovative games with the kickoff. Some of the rule changes, but being, you know, obviously in a company that Vince McMahon owns, how do you view the XFL, and have you been surprised that it's gotten such rave reviews in the first few weeks?
No, because I think people are thirsty for football, and I just want to make it clear to everyone listening, the XFL and the WWE are not the same thing. They're two separate entities. They're two separate companies. They just happen to be owned by the same man, Vince McMahon. When it comes to the first XFL, GB, you can take a look. A lot of the stuff that the XFL did in the first one, cameras on players, the camera that came over the middle of the field, those are using the NFL now. And people are already saying, oh, the NFL should steal the kickoff rule. Okay. I think the coolest thing the XFL does is interview players, like, immediately. You miss a field goal, you're getting interviewed. You fumble, you're getting interviewed. You get an interception, you're getting interviewed. And you get real emotion from the players in real time. So I think it's really been innovative. I did catch a little bit of it last week. My team is the Houston Roughnecks. Just throwing that one out there because I love the logo. So good luck to them all season long. And the XFL's first championship game is going to be in Houston. So hopefully the Roughnecks are representing in that.
Hey, man, you know, you got to be a fan of the uniforms. We talked about it. We love the unis. We got to have the unis. I'm waiting to see what the Browns going to do up here. They got to do something with these uniforms.
They need a silver uni, GB.
Man, when are we gonna get the gray gunmetal? Can we
give me that metallic jersey?
Come on, just
a little orange highlight.
That's it. Man. Just one time. Maybe an extra helmet. Maybe one helmet. Maybe. Well, you at All Star Weekend, and so yep. You know, obviously it's basketball season. And have you been able to catch any of the Cavaliers? So to speak. You know, they got the Drummond move, Colin Sexton, and the two baby guards.
I've been following it all, GB. Hey, I've been following it all.
You still holding us down. I appreciate that, man. What are your thoughts on the Cavs, and when will they get back to the promised land, in your thoughts?
Well, I also want to say that it's just great to be covering the NBA once again and being able to cover the Cavaliers. So thank you for having all that. But yesterday, to see Colin Sexton in the Rising Stars Challenge, I was there watching it, and he was a little nervous early on, but he represented, scored over 20 points.
Yeah.
Had himself a couple of threes. I mean, he played really well. I know there's a lot of questions about Colin Sexton's maybe leadership as a point guard in terms of his ball distribution and what you want from a point guard. But, man, that Drummond trade caught me off guard. When I saw that, I thought it was one of those fake tweets that came out, like Woj bomb, but with two B's, but you don't catch it, and you click it. And you're like, oh, man, they got. Oh, I'm not going to get got on this. So I kept looking around. But, man, what a piece that was. You're talking about a guy who's in his mid-20s, getting ready to enter his prime, just a machine in terms of everything he does on the court. And you can have him as your centerpiece with two young guards. Kevin Love, you know, Tristan Thompson becomes basically as much as he's done and as great as Tristan Thompson has been. And he was part of the championship team in 16. It's time for him to go. And it's sad to say he's probably going to walk. But Drummond, to me, Garrett, Drummond, to me, is the best center the Cavs have had since Brad Doherty.
Yeah.
And I know people love Zydrunas Ilgauskas. I know his number is retired. I know we love to yell Z. But when it comes to just dominating a team on a court, Drummond can do that single-handedly. And that is now your centerpiece, is a mid-20 center who can play. Pay the man. He's your centerpiece. And look, newsflash, Cavs suck. They're probably going to have one of the top five picks, right? They could have the top pick. And you can put that piece with two good guards, two young guards, and Drummond?
It looks like something we can work with. I think before we talked about on the show, I remember saying we got to talk about, you know, me and you, we're video game guys, and being All-Star Weekend, man. You know, I had to pick your brain about the best video game basketball wise of all time. Now we're not talking no regular like 2K or Live. What is your favorite video game, the favorite basketball hoops video game on the old school?
Look, I wouldn't be able to be here at All-Star Weekend in Chicago. I'm going to the dunk contest tonight, the skills competition, all that, the game tomorrow. So I'm very deeply rooted in my love for the NBA. But I have to thank one game that I didn't have as a kid, Garrett, because I didn't have any money growing up. I couldn't afford it. So I didn't get it until about five or six years ago. Mm-hmm. But I remember playing it at my friend's house as a kid on the original Nintendo. That's how far we're going back.
Man.
Jordan versus Bird.
Listen, first of all, I didn't have Jordan versus Bird. They came out with the handheld version. And I think I caught the handheld version late. But no, I didn't have Jordan versus Bird.
That's it for me.
I used to play a game on NES called Hoops, little known game called Hoops. I used to play it. And by the way, Bomber was the best player in that game. But for me, I think the most innovative game that really touched, and I think it hit every demographic. I ain't had this game either because my mom wasn't buying that. We used to go to like a Blockbuster Video and try to rent it when it was out, and it would never be there. They had like three copies in the city. NBA Jam. When NBA Jam came out, I was mortified. I was like, oh my goodness, we need to get this. We got to have it. So for me, NBA Jam.
That's probably the most iconic game. They're still making retro t-shirts about it. I will say for those that are listening, when it comes to an actual NBA game, 5-on-5, trade, build a team, that sort of thing, and this isn't because he tragically passed away recently, I have to go NBA Courtside. From 98 was another one of my favorite ones to play with. I think it was 98 with Kobe on the cover.
Listen.
So those were where I'm at.
Hey, Vic, man, listen, I got to get you back on, man. These 12 minutes that you was on, it went too fast, man.
You don't have to do a commercial break, Garrett. I can stay here all day. Tell whoever's behind the window, we ain't taking a break. They go right into 2020, double up on your breaks in the next segment. That means you have a six-minute segment the next time you come back on, and that means you have less work this hour. I'm just doing the math for you.
Hey, listen. Hey, you know what? We're going to make an executive decision. We will go up to 40. Let's continue the train going. Let's continue the party train. Look at that, man. That's what happens when you start getting checks. Andy called me and was like, Vic said he wants to go to 40. Let's go to 40.
Well, hey, whoever your boss is, you just tell him I'm here and I'm ready to go to 40. Because I actually want to have a conversation with you, Garrett, for real.
So when you're talking about in regards to the All-Star break, Zion Williamson, right?
Man, he was a freak last night.
Listen, when you got an opportunity to see him up close, how dominant and athletic does he look and doing what he does consistently? And what are your thoughts on him moving forward as you know, I don't know if he's a 6'6" or 6'7" power forward, but he's a grown man. What are your thoughts on him?
He's definitely a grown man. That's 100% of a true statement, Garrett. But when I take a look at Zion, I think the sample size of what he's done this year is still a little bit too small. There's no doubt he's had an impact on the Pelicans, but he still hasn't played a lot of games because he was injured. I can tell you, watching him up close yesterday, and I have seen one of his games this season in person, is that everything he does looks like it's done with ease, and he's a grown man playing with kids. And as he matures, if he can stay healthy, and you talk about all the stuff that athletes go through with Twitter and you talk about after parties this weekend here in Chicago, if he can keep his head straight and he can mature. I mean, he's going to be a dominant force. I mean, the things he was doing yesterday, just effortlessly, just throwing down the – I mean, it was – I can't even describe what he did. Because just watching it, you'd hear everybody go, whoa, oh, and it was unbelievable to see. And that's what's fun, Garrett, to bring it all the way back around to Chicago, bring it all the way back around to NBA All-Star Weekend. That's what makes this weekend so fun and the reason why the NBA does it right for All-Star Weekend. You know, everyone talks about the Pro Bowl. Let's be honest, Garrett. The Pro Bowl stinks.
Terrible.
Okay. Tomorrow's NBA All-Star game, it's not going to be very – it's going to be fun to watch because it's going to be a human highlight reel of all your favorite NBA athletes. But for the most part, the All-Star game, eh. But it's the skills competition. It's the dunk contest. It's the three-point shootout. That's what makes the NBA weekend so special here in Chicago. Just like for – remember back in the day with the NFL, you said the quarterback challenge? They dipped the football in the blue chalk?
Yeah.
I would rather watch that than watch the Pro Bowl.
Moving targets.
I'd rather watch kickers play horse than watch the Pro Bowl.
Yeah. To me, it's just not a thing.
No, so this Saturday night is what is right about All-Star weekends in sports. The NBA always hits a home run with everything that goes on, and I'm very excited to be here in Chicago going to the dunk contest tonight, going to the skills competition, and going to the three-point shootout. And I'm sure that a show will be put on here tonight by the NBA.
Who you got? So we got about 2 minutes here. Who do you got in this dunk contest tonight? I'm Salty Zion's not in it. But
I am too.
Who you got your money on tonight?
Dwight Howard.
Really? You think
has he won it before?
Yes.
Has he always come up with different ways to just mesmerize people at 6'10"?
He is creative. They were just running the best of on the Four Letter Network. He does his thing.
He has a resurgence this year, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You know, people were talking about is Dwight Howard an MVP. I think in the first half of his career, yes. In the back half of his career, no. And that's what people are going to remember him for, is what have you done for me lately? So I think he comes out with something to prove tonight that he still has it. And I already said his name once, but, you know, he's going to come up with something crazy for Kobe Bryant. So tonight I'm thinking Dwight Howard has it, and I'm going to go with my man, the former Virginia Cavalier, the former Cleveland Cavalier, my favorite player in the NBA, Joe Harris, to hopefully win the three-point shootout.
Man, listen, this guy knows how to rap, man. It's 10 seconds before, and you still know the clock, man.
I'm done.
Vic, man, I appreciate you. We need to get you. I need to call you. I'm gonna hit you up. I'm going to need to borrow $10, and I want you to come on. So,
all right, well, hey, you come over to my house. You can come down in the arcade. We can play some NBA jams I have.
All right, we'll get it together, man. All right,
man. Thanks appreciate for having you, me in the barbershop.
No doubt, man. That's WWE superstar extraordinaire Vic Joseph.